For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Memphis Public Library has a treasure trove of historic documents available for research. Many of them have been donated by individuals and families. These documents tell the story of our city and the lives of those who live here. And that story has just gotten a little bit richer. For the past 40 years, local historian Vincent Astor has collected thousands of documents related to the Memphis LGBT community. He recently donated his collection to the library, 7 large plastic storage bins full of material. Vincent Astor is with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Vincent, what can people find in this collection?
They can find mementos of all kinds, newspaper clippings, sometimes whole newspapers, flyers, posters, theater programs, and a vast array of things.
It surprised me to learn that the first gay newspaper in Memphis was in 1975, such a different time in our country's history. What was it like to be gay in Memphis 40 years ago?
It was really covert in a lot of ways. The main gathering places were the bars, but you never know when you were going to get raided or for what reason.
Just like all across the country, there was the threat of persecution here in Memphis.
Exactly. If you were busted at any location, even at a private party, your name, address, and place of business would be published in the daily newspaper.
And what kind of effects could that have on your life?
A lot. Suddenly you were outed to your family before that term was even created, and you were also outed to your place of business, and you could get fired on the spot. In fact, you still can.
Vincent Astor, why was it important to you to save all these documents over the years?
The history of gay and lesbian people has been destroyed, sanitized, rewritten, and there's a very prominent example. Richard Halliburton, the famous travel writer with the tower at Rhodes College and everything, was one of the biggest flamers of the late 20s and early 30s. But many of his biographies did not mention that or did not go into that.
Why do you think it's important to know this history?
Because it's part of what makes a person the way they are. It's a culture, and you think differently, you do things differently. It's the same thing with many ethnic minorities or religious minorities. You have your own traditions. It marks you as being a part of this tradition, which not everybody is going to understand.
As a historian yourself, if you were going through this collection, what would you say is the unique Memphis story within the gay rights movement?
Memphis has been pretty much a live and let live city unless you were in somebody's face. And that was the progress that we made of being open and out and so forth. When they asked the gay and lesbian community to join in the Beale Street St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day of all days, in the parade, I thought, this is unheard of. And it's just like this type of collection being in the library, part of the resources available to all and legitimized by all of this, wasn't even a dream in 1975.
Vincent Astor has been a longtime gay rights activist in Memphis. On Tuesday evening at the Benjamin Hooks Central Library, he'll dedicate his lifetime collection of historic Memphis GLBT documents. It's at 6 p.m. on the fourth floor. Vincent, it was great talking to you.
Thank you.